Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Odell, Nebraska, Dillard Odell High School, as we're ready for the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Dillard Odell Griffins in boys varsity basketball. In the girls game completed just a few moments ago, the Sacred Heart girls got the win. 62-26 was the final. A few other scores from around the area here this evening. In the game being heard over on KTNC, the Lord Central Catholic Knights girls defeated Fall City. The final was 49-9 in that one. 49-9 Lords over Fall City. Also in girls basketball finals tonight, it was Palmyra over Auburn, 37-26. And HTRS defeated Sterling, 47-19. Those are all girls varsity finals from this evening around southeast Nebraska. Up next, we've got boys varsity basketball, the Irish and the Griffins. Sacred Heart 3-4 on the year. Dillard Odell at 6-4 on the year. The Irish coming off of a loss to Elmwood Murdoch this past Tuesday. Griffins also coming off of a loss. They lost their game earlier this week to Fairbury. Let's look at the starting lineups now. First for the Dillard Odell Griffins, coached by Dylan Hendricks. They'll go with Jake Behrens. Behrens is a 6'1 sophomore, 5.2 points per ball game. Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys is a junior at 6'2, 7.2 points per game. Xavier Zaborski. Zaborski is 5'10 and a junior, 6.3 points. Jack Phillips, 6'2 senior, 11 points per ball game. Jack is the leading scorer here. And Jacob Novotny rounds out the starting five for Coach Dylan Hendricks, a 6'4 senior, averages 4 points per ball game. Interesting to note, the head coach here at Dillard Odell is Dylan Hendricks, spelled exactly the same as our very own Dylan Hendricks back at Sunny 101.3. So, no, not the same guy. Okay, for the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by Coach Doug Goltz, they are 3-4 on the year. They'll go with Cole Taft, a 5'11 senior, 13 points per game. Bo Fletcher. Fletcher is the leading scorer on this team. He's a 6-foot junior, averaging just nearly 15 points per ball game, 14.8. Brendan Lemrond is a senior at 6-foot, just under 11 points per game. Toby Baxter, 5'11 and a junior, 2.7 points per contest. And Cooper Kanabe, the big man, the 5 on this team, 6'3 and a senior. He averages 2.7 points per game. That's the starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish. Again, a reminder, we also have basketball tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon going on the air right now, about now, with the Lord Central Catholic Knights and the Fall City Tigers. And all of our games can be heard online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select your favorite station. Tonight's broadcast can also be heard on our MSC Radio app. It's available from your favorite app store. Just download the app. It's MSC Radio to your phone. You'll be just a click away from all of your favorite MSC Radio network stations, of which there are now 6. We have stations all around northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 6 different signals out there for you, all part of the MSC Radio network. Having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the PA system, and then we'll be getting underway very shortly. We do want to extend an invitation to have you join us next week for live coverage of the Mudecas basketball tournament from Beatrice. Right now, our plans are to pick up coverage on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the semifinals and then the championships, girls and boys, on Friday and Saturday. Those games being played at the City Auditorium down at 4th and Ella Street in Beatrice, and then also across the street at the Beatrice Middle School. So we'll have games both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. In some cases, I think John and I are going to be on the air simultaneously with games coming from two different locations. So we always look forward to the Mudecas Week in Beatrice, and that's coming up next week. You can probably hear here in the background, right now we're having the introduction of the Dillard Odell starters. All the orange and black faithful here on the near side up on their feet applauding their starters as they take the floor. Nice turnout of Irish fans. A lot of green across the way. A long trip out here from Fall City. Good to see a nice turnout of people here supporting the Irish also. Again, for the Irish, it'll be Taft, Fletcher, Limron, Baxter, and Canobie. And for the Griffins, Behrens, Humphreys, Dvorsky, Phillips, and Novotny. In to jump it up will be Jacob Novotny, a 6'4 senior. He'll go against Cooper Canobie as we get ready to tip it up and get underway here tonight from Odell. The Diller Odell Griffins hosting the Sacred Heart Irish live on Sunny 101.3, and here is the tip. And we had a little violation there on the... I think the Griffins stepped across the center line. No, the Irish came across the center line. Now they're going to give the ball to the Griffins. Wouldn't matter. They controlled the tip anyway. All right. Behrens will inbound the ball. Tosses in to Zaborski. Zaborski to the right elbow. Goes to the right side to Phillips. Phillips, the leading scorer, holds the ball a minute. Around the horn left side. Xavier puts it underneath to the left wing. Holds the ball for a minute in the corner. Back to the top of the circle. This is Phillips. Phillips has the ball stripped away for a moment. Now the ball is loose. Cooper Canobie had it. Loose basketball grabbed up. Turnaround shot up off the baseline on the right side, and getting the shot to fall from the right is Peyton Humphreys with the first 2 points of the ball game. And Diller Odell goes up 2-0. Here's Canobie with the ball into the corner. From the left side, a long three is launched up by Bo Fletcher. Doesn't go. Rebound underneath Canobie. Comes to the corner with it. Limron. Limron backs it out on the right elbow. Now works to the low post. Tries to get to the basket. A whistle and a foul. They shoved Limron on the baseline as he tried to get a move to the bucket. See who they put this one on. I think it's going to go on Behrens, on Jake Behrens. His first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Griffins. All right, Fletcher inbounds the ball to the top of the circle. Bo Fletcher dribbles between the rings, has the ball tipped away from him and stolen by Zaborski. Zaborski driving layup up and got it. Xavier Zaborski with the driving layup makes it 4-0. Griffins on top early. Now into forecourt for the Irish is Limron. Up top, Canobie finds Fletcher left wing. In traffic, Baxter. Baxter backs in around the defenders. Tried to go with a bounce pass to Canobie. Ball is loose, and it'll be stolen away underneath by Zaborski. Down court pass in a hurry to Phillips. Big collision on the baseline with Toby Baxter. Baxter thought he got set. Phillips ran him down, and Toby Baxter is going to get called for the personal on Toby. His first team foul, number one on the Irish. At the free throw line will be Jack Phillips shooting two shots. Phillips is a 59% free throw shooter on the season, averaging 11 points per game. This one is up and good. Jack Phillips, a 6'2 senior, leading scorer on this Griffin team. Got the first one down. He'll have a second shot coming. Phillips' second free throw is up. It's good also. And the Griffins have jumped out to an early 6-0 lead here. 6.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Irish trying to find some offense. There's a long three from the right wing that's up and off, no good by Limrod. And the rebound comes down to the Griffins. Fast break. Phillips pushing off with the forearm, got away with it. Into the corner right side, he goes down deep. Feeds it into Zaborski. Left side, Phillips driving layup up and off, no good. Rebound taken out underneath the basket and cleared away by Cole Taft. Taft into forecourt, a reach in on Taft. They got him. And a whistle and a foul is going to go, I believe, yes it is, on Behrens. So that's Behrens' second personal already, and we haven't even played 2 minutes. Behrens will come out of the ballgame. And to replace him will be Drake Day. Day checking in for Behrens, sets out with two fouls. Drake Day sporting some bright fluorescent purple lavender tennis shoes. Those puppies are easy to find. Day with the purple shoes out there. All right, the Irish trying to get it going here offensively. In traffic, under the basket. In trouble is Cole Taft. Back to the top of the key comes to Limron. Around to Fletcher, right side. Fletcher backs it out on the right side of the lane. Top of the key. Shot clock at 15. Here's the three from the corner, in and out. Rebound taken away by Novotny. Jacob Novotny. Outlet pass down for Phillips. Phillips around the defender. Floater off the glass, up and good. Jack Phillips has 4 points. And it's 8-0. Griffin jumping out to the early lead with the ball in traffic. Here's a shot off the glass, up and good by Limron. Brendan Limron got it to drop. Fast break the other way. Drake Day with the purple shoes. Feeds it inside. Spin move. inside the paint. Turnaround shot up off, no good. Lemron with the rebound. Lemron wants to take it coast to coast. Got his shot blocked away nicely by Novotny. Lemron picks up the loose basketball. Comes out to Taft. Taft goes into traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. He'll get pounded. Not sure if this one came on the floor or as Taft was putting the shot up there. We'll have to wait and see what they rule it. Foul is going to be on Jack Phillips. On Phillips, his first. Team foul number three. Irish will play it in under their own basket. Inbound the pass to the corner. There's a fall away shot from the corner. Up and good by Cole Taft. Taft got it to drop. It's 8-4. Irish back within four. They had fallen behind 8-0. Zaborski with the basketball, top of the key. Left wing, Phillips. Phillips in traffic. A little reach-in foul is going to be called on the Irish. Foul will be on Bo Fletcher. On Fletcher, his first, team foul number two. 4:41 to go, first quarter. Fast-moving basketball game here. 8-4, Irish are trailing the Griffins. Jack Phillips will inbound it on the baseline. Up to the top of the key to Drake Day. Day, left side, deep in the corner. Try to come to Phillips. Knocked away. Fletcher almost had a steal here. Now Phillips in the paint. Goes to the corner. Open look three, right side. That was up and off. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And fighting down there for the rebound was Cole Taft. Taft thought it should have gone the other way, but they say Taft touched it last. So the Griffins keep the basketball with 4:27 to go here in the first quarter. They're up 8-4. The ball tipped away. Baxter with the steal. Got it to Kanabe. Baxter ended up on the floor. Kanabe comes up with it to Cole Taft. Taft's going to pull up for a three. Got it. Cole Taft has 5 points. He just hit the three before the defense even had a chance to get set up there. And the Irish are back within one. They trailed 8-0. They reeled off 7 unanswered points. Here's a three from the corner, but a whistle and a foul. Launching the three was Drake Day. But the foul comes on Cole Taft. On Taft, his first personal, team foul number three, and Drake Day will be at the free throw line, where he'll be shooting three shots. First one is up and good. Drake Day will have a second shot coming. Drake Day, his first point of the night. He came off the bench there when they got some foul trouble. Second one is up and good also. Drake Day is a 6-foot junior. I mentioned when he came into the ballgame, he's wearing some, I would call them fluorescent purple shoes. They just jump right out at you. There's Kyler Sipple into the ballgame now for the Irish. Sipple comes in replacing Toby Baxter. Drake Day's third shot is up. He made all three of them. And it's 11-7. The lead is back to four after the Irish had got to within one. Kanabe with the basketball. Gives to the left side. Pulling up for another three is Taft. Ball's going to go out of bounds. A rebound, and it'll be Griffin's basketball. 3:47 to go. First quarter, 11-7. Dylan Liddell up by four on the Sacred Heart Irish here in the boys' varsity contest. Now Cale Clifford in the lineup for the Griffins. Clifford with the basketball. A cross-court pass far side to Drake Day. Back it comes to the top of the key. Here's a long three that's off the glass. No. Shot put up by Clifford. Rebound, Irish fast break. All the way in, driving, laying up and good by Brandon Lemron. Lemron has 4 points. Pulls the Irish back within two at 11-9. Griffins set the offense to Drake Day. Day goes inside with it. Shot is up and good. Put up by Creighton Heideman. Heideman just a freshman. 6'2 freshman. Younger brother of the Heideman sisters. Now they're out playing volleyball. I believe one at Iowa State and the other one at Montana State. Division I ball players are his sisters. All right. Right side it comes around to Kanabe. Kanabe to the right wing. There's a three that's up and good by Brendan Lemron. Lemron with 7 points, and it's a one-point lead for the Griffins now. Irish back within one, 13-12. They had fallen behind 8-0 to start this ballgame. Griffins with the ball in the paint. Novotny. Novotny can't get to the basket. Good defense by Kanabe. Back to the top of the circle. Cole Clifford across court to the near side. Zaborski with the ball. Feeds deep left in the corner to Botany. There's Zaborski with a three from the left side. Xavier got it down. He's got five. The lead is back to four now for the Griffins. Irish have pulled back to within one on two occasions. Sacred Hearts basketball. Hayden Clough's in the lineup. Clough with a dribble to the top of the circle. Clough feeds it over to the left wing. Pulling up with another three up and good. Hitting the three in the corner is Brendan Lemron. Lemron back-to-back threes. He's in double figures with 10 points. The Irish back within one. 16-15. A minute 40 to play here in the first quarter. With the ball, Zaborski. They feed it to the corner underneath the Clifford. Clifford can't get a look at it. Now Xavier with the ball once again across to the right wing. Skip pass across court. Lob pass under the basket. Fall away shot up and good by Creighton Heidemann. Hey, this freshman, he's 6'2". He just showed he can jump. Heidemann went up in the air and put that one down. Around to the top of the circle come the Irish to set their offense now. Here's a three that's on the way off the back of the rim, and a fight for the rebound. Heidemann comes away with it. Fast break, down court in a hurry. Clifford, driving layup, had the ball stripped away. Great job on the defense there by the Irish. Clifford just had the ball stripped away from him by Kyler Sipple. Sipple pushes the ball down court to the corner. From the corner left side, a three is up and good. Baseline left side down deep in the corner. They dropped it in. Hitting that three was Hayden Clough. Clough from down in the left side deep in the corner ties it up at 18 apiece. Now the ball is tipped away and we've got a bunch of substitutes. Toby Baxter back into the lineup. Also into the game, Noah Howard entering, I think, for the first time tonight. Bo Fletcher's out there. We'll get them all ID'd and see who's on the floor now for the Irish. They've got these dark Kelly Green numbers on black jerseys. Sometimes a little difficult to read those things. Tied at 18 apiece. Griffin's basketball in the paint. Phillips forces up a shot. He got it. Jack Phillips shows why he's the leading scorer on this team. Just went to war. Underneath, there's a shot blocked away. The ball is loose on the floor. They chase it down into backcourt. Chasing down the ball is Kyler Sipple. Sipple gets the ball off to his teammate, Brendan Lemron, and Lemron to reset the offense. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Lemron launches a shot to beat the shot clock. Can't get it. And after one quarter, the Griffins lead it by two, 20 to 18 after one. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, folks, we've got a dandy tonight here in Odell in this boys' varsity contest. The Irish fell behind 8-0 to start the game, battled back and tied it up, and now after one quarter they trail by two, 22-18 to the Dillard-Odell Griffins. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball to open this second quarter of action. Inbound the pass comes into Brendan Lemron. Kyler Sipple in the ballgame now, inbounded that one. Baxter back out there. There's Lemron's going to try a long three and got it. Brendan Lemron hit the three from the top of the circle. That's his third three-pointer of the night. Lemron now with 12 points in the ballgame. 21-20. Irish are on top. They lead to start this quarter. Now with the basketball at the top of the circle, Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys kicks it to the corner. Down deep, Heidemann. Shot is up by Heidemann. No, couldn't get it. Open shot from the corner right side for three. It's up and off. No good. Baxter down there battling for the rebound. Ripped it out of the hands of two defenders. Toby Baxter just overpowered him. Here's a three from the corner on the left side that's off the rim for the Irish. That one put up, I think, by in the corner again by Clow. Now a three from the top of the key. That's short by Fletcher. And the rebound. Down court it goes, under the basket, driving, laying up, no whistle, foul. Well, that looked like some pretty good defense by Hayden Clow. Clow got a handful of basketball. They're not going to nail Clow on it. They're going to go against Noah Howard on the foul. Howard gets his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Creighton Heidemann, a 44% free throw shooter, is the freshman. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. The freshman had it bounce around on the rim for a minute or two, but he got it to drop. And he'll have a second shot coming. I think earlier I said one of his sisters was at Iowa State. I believe she is transferred to Appalachian State now that I'm corrected. Second shot is up and good for Creighton Heidemann. He got them both. He's got 6 points already for the freshman. That gives the Griffins the lead once again at 22-21 here in Odell. Now here come the Irish with the ball. Cole Taft trying to work out on the left elbow. He will be fouled by Jack Phillips. Phillips picks up his second personal, team foul number one of the quarter on the Griffins. 22-21. Bill Odell up by one, 6:44 to go in the first half. Toby Baxter in the paint. Around the horn, left side, Fletcher for three. Couldn't get it to fall, but the rebound comes down to Lemron. Goes right back to the left side. Jump shot up for two by Cole Taft. Taft got the two from the left side of the lane, and the Irish go back up 23-22. Now we've got a little bit of a seesaw contest here. Lead changes one after another with each basket. Behrens feeds to the corner, down deep. Zaborski, ball is loose in the paint. Taken away and stolen nicely by Brendan Lemron. Just took it right out of the guy's back pocket. Oh, and he came down court. Lemron had Bo Fletcher down here for what was going to be an easy layup. And Lemron just put a little bit too much mustard on the pass and it went out of bounds. Baxter will set down. Cooper Kanabe checks back in to replace him for the Sacred Heart Irish. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight back in Fall City. I'm Randy Gatula describing your play-by-play for the Irish tonight. Got both the Irish and the Tigers on the air. John Nixon has Fall City over on KTNC. Here comes the Griffins down court. Pass to the top of the circle. Phillips. Phillips tried to make a move to the basket, but a whistle and a foul on the Irish. Foul's going to be called on Bo Fletcher. On Fletcher. That's his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. Fletcher will take a breather here after picking up that personal. And to replace him comes Hayden Clow, 6 foot junior. Clow averaging 5.7 points off the bench. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. And Kanabe's there for the rebound. Outlet pass. Down court it comes to Cole Taft. Taft to the corner. Clow for three. No. Kanabe battling for the rebound. Went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Irish. He was down there doing battle with Jake Behrens, a 6'1 sophomore. Back into the ball game comes Jacob Novotny now onto the floor. Logan Penner, 5'9 sophomore, making an appearance. Penner checking in. Drake Day back out there with the purple shoes. Let's see who we got coming in for the Irish here. I think back onto the floor is into the corner. There's a long three that's up and good. Nailing the three from down in the corner was Cole Taft. Fast break coming the other direction. Drive for the layup. Up, off, no good. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. And we're going to send Logan Penner to the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Bo Fletcher. Fletcher picks up his second. Free throw is up and good for Logan Penner. He'll have another shot coming here. Oh, now they're going to change that around here for us. The foul is going to be, well, that can't be. All right, second shot is up and good also for Logan Penner. A little bit of confusion across the way on the foul on that scorekeeper. Here's a jump shot in the paint that's up and off, no good. That one would not go down. J.J. Lancaster in the ballgame now for the Irish. 26-24, Sacred Heart up by two. They pass it underneath the basket. There's a shot off the glass. Rob bounces one, twice, and good. Peyton Humphreys with his second basket. And we're tied at 26 apiece with 4:55 to go in the quarter. Lancaster with the ball in the corner, deep baseline right side. Down to Cole Taft, skip pass across court. Taft with the ball at the top of the key. Feeds Fletcher with the ball. That was Lemron. Now Taft needs help. Lob pass across to Hayden Clow. Clow in traffic, tried to take it to the hoop. Whistle and a foul. I'm not sure if that happened on the floor or if they're going to say he was shooting. I believe they're going to say that was, that foul was on the floor. Back into the game comes Brendan Lemrond. Lemrond in replacing, I think, Hayden Clow will set out. That foul a minute ago went on Logan Penner. Here's a shot from the corner. Taft for three. Got another one. Cole Taft is feeling it. That's his third three-pointer from down in the corner. He's got 13 points in the ballgame, and the Irish are up by three, 29-26. All right. Diller Odell's basketball. Peyton Humphreys handles it to the left elbow. A long three is short off the rim. Rebound to Irish. Whistle and a foul under the basket. This is going to go on Jacob Novotny. On Novotny, his first personal, third team foul. Timeout's going to be taken by Diller Odell with 4:10 to play in the first half. 29-26. Irish up by three. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Don't forget tonight's broadcast can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA from the drop-down box. Our presenting sponsor for this presentation of high school basketball is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Randy Gatula is my name, calling your play-by-play tonight here in Odell. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school sports. Glad to have you along, as always. Looking forward to next week's Mudeca's coverage. Mudeca's tournament coming up both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTMC. Kind of the social event for small high school basketball of the month here is the Mudeca's tournament on an annual basis. 29-26, Irish up by three. They have the basketball. Into forecourt comes Lemron. Lemron had it stripped away with the steal. Zaborski, he'll bring it down court himself, works to the right elbow with it. Xavier holds it there for a minute. Now needs to get rid of the ball to the top of the key to Logan Penner. Penner, left elbow, across to Drake Day. Zaborski thought about the shot, thought better of it, goes to the corner. Ball almost got away down there from Novotny. He chases it down deep in the corner. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Zaborski in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Xavier now has seven in the ballgame. In traffic, here's Taft. Taft feeds it to Kanabe. Kanabe's shot wouldn't go. The rebound brought down by Taft. Basketball tipped away. Zaborski comes up with it. 29-28, Irish up by one, 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. Free throw line, turnaround shot up and good. Jacob Novotny with his first bucket of the night. And now the Griffins go back up by one, 30-29. Taft for three, short off the rim. Rebound, Novotny. Novotny outlet pass to Zaborski. Xavier on the dribble. Guarded defensively here at the top of the key by Lemron. 30-29 now. Ball is loose. Going to be stolen away. J.J. Lancaster. Lancaster across the timeline. Tried to hand it forward. Wanted to give the ball up to Lemron. Got it tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Creighton Heideman, the freshman, is going to check back into the lineup now. Heideman checks in. He will replace Peyton Humphreys. It'll be Irish basketball. under the basket, inbounding it in the corner. To toss it in is Brendan Limrod under his own bucket. Lobs it up top to Cole Taft. Boy, defenders all over it. Taft takes it in, kicks it to Lancaster. Open look three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Taft couldn't get it. Taft had a putback and could not get the ball to drop. It went out of bounds off the Griffins. Irish will have it with a new shot clock. 35 seconds on the clock. 2:28 to play here in the first half. 30-29. Griffins are up by one. They'll inbound it under the basket. Lobs it into the corner. Kanabi chases it down, brings it to the top of the key. Gives it back up again to Limrod. Limrod works one-on-one against Xavier. Got around it to the right wing. Underneath, there's Kanabi. Kanabi's under the basket. Shot is up. Oh, he couldn't get it. Kanabi was too far into the basket. Couldn't get it to go, and the rebound comes down to the Griffins. 2:05 to go now in the first half. Griffins by one, 30-29. After falling behind by eight, the Irish have led by as much as three. Been a seesaw contest. We've had five lead changes here in the first half. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul on Kanabi. Kanabi came up from behind, tried to tip a pass away. 1:54 on the clock here in the first half. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College when we'll give you a rundown of all the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did in the first half. Irish with a one-point deficit here. Now we've got a foul away from the ball. An offensive foul is going to be assessed against the Griffins, and that's going to give the ball back once again. Logan Penner is going to get called for that foul, his second personal, team foul number four, and the Irish will get the basketball back. Okay, let's see. Checking into the game now for Sacred Heart is Hayden Clow. He's in for J.J. Lancaster. Irish down by one, 30-29. Top of the key. Here's Taft in traffic. Kicks it to the left side, up top to Limrod. Pressuring man-to-man defense now by Diller Odell. Top of the key, Limrod for three. It's off the iron, no. The rebound comes down to Heidemann. Heidemann gets the outlet pass. Down court to Zaborski. Zaborski, right side of the lane, feeds it underneath, driving, laying up, and good. Zaborski with a nice feed, getting it into Drake Day, and Day has his first field goal of the night. 32-29, the lead is three now. Irish have been hitting threes to stay in this thing, but now they are down by three. There's a long three up and good. Just about the time I mentioned that way, Cole Taft launches one, and he hits his fourth three-pointer of the ball game, his third one. Here in the second quarter, Taft ties it up once again at 32 apiece with 45 seconds to go in the first half. 22 on the shot clock. Long three corner right side up and good. Hitting the three from the corner is Drake Day. 35-32. The lead is three once again for Diller Odell. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Man-to-man defense by the Griffins. Limrod backs it out. Shot clock is at 18. Game clock at 21. 3 second differential. Limrod to the right side to Cloud. Looking inside for Kanabi. Top of the key it comes. Handling the ball, Kyler Sipple. Clock down to 9 on the shot clock. Limrod. Limrod. Lobs it across. There's a 3 on the way. Got it. The bank shot went in for Hayden Cloud. The basket counts. Clow hit the three on a bank off the glass. It was a desperation shot as time was expiring. What a shot by Hayden Clow. And that ties it up at the half. We haven't settled a thing, folks. We're tied at 35 all at halftime here in Odell. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College here on Sunny 101.3. and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef, They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
This halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we're all tied up at 35 each at halftime, and I usually open my halftime scoring recap with individual scoring, but tonight we're going to open it with a different stat. Listen to this one before we even talk about scoring. From the free throw line tonight, the Dilmer Odell Griffins are hitting a perfect 100%. They have made 9 out of 9 from the free throw line. The Sacred Heart Irish, well, they haven't shot a free throw. 0 for 0. A 9-point differential at the free throw line, and our score is tied at 35-all. Just thought I'd point that out. Now, individual scoring for the Dilmer Odell Griffins. They're led at the half by Drake Day. Day came off the bench in those purple shoes, and he's got 8 points at halftime. Xavier Zaborski has 7 at the half. Jack Phillips with 6. Creighton Heideman, the freshman, also has 6 points. 4 points for Peyton Humphrey. Logan Penner added 2, and Jacob Novotny had 2, and that adds up to 35 for the Griffins. Again, 9 out of 9 from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, just 3 players in the book. Cole Taft has 4 three-pointers tonight. He leads the way with 16 points. Brendan Lemron hit 3 three-pointers. He's also in double figures, has 13 points. And Hayden Clough has 2 three-pointers for his total of 6. 35 points on the board for the Irish, no free throws. But think about this for a minute. Of those 35 points, 9 three-pointers. They got 27 of their 35 points from outside the three-point arc. So it's the three-point shooting that's kept the Irish in it, free-throw shooting that's kept Diller Odell in it, and that's where we stand at halftime, all tied at 35 apiece. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Once again, it's time to turn it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny Studios, 2 minutes of important sponsor information, your weather, another 2 minutes, and then we're back with an exciting third quarter coming up right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. A chance of snow tonight, not much in the way of snow accumulation. Heavier snow stays off to our southwest. Temperatures fall back into the mid-20s with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine and highs reaching the mid-40s with winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Saturday night, clear with temperatures dipping back to around 20 degrees and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, sunshine with a high temperature of 40 and west winds at 5 to 10. Sunday night, mainly clear and a low temperature in the mid-20s. Monday, plenty of sun with highs in the low 50s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Thursday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Diller Odell High School here in Odell. It's halftime. We're all tied up at 35 apiece, Sacred Heart and Diller Odell. In case you're wondering, my buddy John Nixon's got a great one going over on KTNC also. At the half, the Falls City Tiger boys are leading Lord Central Catholic 24-23. So he's got a one-point ball game going. Both Falls City High Schools getting live coverage tonight here on Sunny and over on KTNC. And both schools giving us some great basketball here in the second half of our doubleheaders tonight. We're very pleased to bring you live coverage of high school ball coming up next week, the Mudecas Tournament. And we get a chance to prove once again that we are indeed your stations for live coverage of high school sports all around southeast Nebraska. 35-35, all tied up at halftime here in Odell. My name is Randy Gatula, your play-by-play announcer. Folks back in Falls City haven't figured out my voice by now. Probably doesn't do much good to tell them who I am. We do want to mention MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, the great job that she does. It'll be Griffin's basketball to start the third quarter, second half. They'll inbound the ball. Tossing it in is Jake Barrett. Inbounds to Zaborski. Xavier, top of the key. Ball stolen away right away. Fast break all the way in. Driving layup up and good by Bo Fletcher. And that's Bo Fletcher's first points of the night. He's the leading scorer on this team and was held scoreless in the first half. Got the layup. 37-35. Irish up by two. Back the other direction we come with it. Whistle and the foul is going to be called on the Irish. They're going to put the foul on Lemron. On Lemron, that is his first personal, team foul number one of the quarter. 37-35, Irish up by two. Zaborski with the basketball. Feeds it inside the paint. Phillips in traffic. Can't get a shot. Back to Zaborski. He'll launch a long three. That's up and good. Hitting the three from over on the right side, Xavier Zaborski. He's in double figures with 10. Irish feeds it underneath Kanabe. Kanabe got his shot blocked as he went up with it. Great defense by Jack Phillips. Griffin's up by 138-37. Top of the key. Ball stolen away by Fletcher. Fletcher's got the steal. One-on-one. Feeds it underneath. Oh, great pass. Fletcher got it to Lemron. Couldn't get it down, though. Now to the right side. Taft will try the three. It's up and off. Irish had a couple of opportunities. Now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. The foul is going to be against Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe's first personal. Second personal, rather. And team foul number two of the quarter. 38-37. Griffin's up by one, 6:45 to go. Long down court pass comes down to Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys holds it on the low post, left side of the basket. Clears it back to the top of the key. They look for Humphreys in the paint. Back out to Zaborski from the left corner. A three that's up and off, no good. Rebound pulled away by Cole Taft. Taft is going to push it down in a hurry. Goes to the right side. It comes back to the right elbow. A three. That's up and good. Nailing the three from out on the right wing, putting it down. That's Brendan Lemron. That's his fourth three-pointer of the night. And that gives the Irish the lead once again at 40-38. Fast break the other direction. Down court comes Phillips under the basket. Shot is up and good. He dished it off to Peyton Humphreys, and Humphreys got the basket right under the hoop. We're tied at 40. Right side, long three from the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound Zaborski. He'll push it down court. We're tied at 40 apiece, just under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Xavier Zaborski with the basketball between the rings, top of the circle, feeds to the right wing, Jack Phillips. Phillips goes down deep in the corner. Novotny, low post right side, goes up with a three, can't get it. Rebound, Toby Baxter. Baxter did a great job taking that one away from the defenders underneath. Gets a pass down court. Lemron. Lemron feeds it into traffic. Fletcher. Fletcher has to come up to the top of the circle once again. Has to go to Toby Baxter with it. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Griffins. See who they get for this one. Foul is going to go on Jake Behrens, his third personal, team foul number one. For the Irish, Kyler Sipple back onto the floor. Sipple takes the inbound pass, feeds it to the top of the key. Here's a fall away two that's up and off, no good. That one wouldn't drop there for the right side for the Irish. Pass break the other way. Big collision in the paint. Ball is tipped around. Zaborski comes up with it. Free throw line jump shot up and off, no good. And the rebound to Taft. Cole Taft is going to push it down. Cole Taft in a hurry. All the way into the paint. Feeds it to Kanabe in the corner right side. Kanabe's pass tipped away. Got it back. Goes inside. Driving. Laying up. Off. No good. Kanabe gets the rebound again. Up to the top of the circle. Ball tipped around and the Irish will reset the offense with a new shot clock. Cole Taft works to the left side of the line. Now a whistle, and we're going to get a foul called on the Griffins. Pretty sure they're going to get Jack Phillips for this one. Yes, they do. On Phillips, his third personal, second team foul. 4:42 to play third period. We're tied at 40 apiece. Irish will have the basketball playing in forecourt on the side. Cole Taft to inbound it. Taft with 16 points in the ballgame, all of them in the first half. Lemron on the dribble. Lemron works into the paint. Can't get a shot. Oh, nice pass to Kanabe. Lemron found Kanabe waiting under the basket, and Cooper Kanabe has his first 2 points. Kanabe just standing around with nobody there to defend him. Underneath the basket, try for a layup. Whistle and a foul on the baseline on the Irish. I think this is maybe a shooting. No, not a shooting foul. They say the foul came on the floor, the foul on Kanabe. That is his third personal. And it'll be Griffin's basketball into their own basket. Kanabe's going to go out and take a break now. It's like Toby Baxter's back in there. On the baseline, Jack Phillips to inbound it. They bring it right back to Phillips, working against Baxter. Top of the key comes up to Cale Clifford, who's in the lineup. Clifford is checked in for the Griffins. Skip pass all the way across court to the far side. Now in the paint, turnaround, fallaway, shot off the glass, up and good. Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys has got 8 points. Timeout's going to be taken with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. We're all tied at 42 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC. This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we were tied at halftime, 35 all. 4 minutes into the third quarter, we're still tied at 42 all, and that's just the kind of ball game it's been. The folks in green across the way are getting their money's worth, who made the drive all the way out here to Odell tonight. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Back to live action. Limron with the ball. Top of the key. Finds Cole Taft with the pass between the rings. Top of the circle. Taft dribbles into traffic. Jump shot in the paint. No. Rebound underneath Baxter. Whistle foul. We're going to put Taft at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Peyton Humphreys. His first personal. Third team foul of the quarter. With 3:50 to go here in the third period. At the free throw line, Cole Taft. He's an 82% free throw shooter on the season. The first one is up and good for Cole Taft. That makes 17 points on the night for the senior. Cole Taft, a 5'11 senior. Second free throw. Taft is on the way. It's up. It's good also. He got them both. He's got 18 in the ballgame. And the Irish go back on top, 44-42. Yet another lead change. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Zaporski into the corner right side. Heidemann. There's a pass stolen across court. All the way in, driving layup. Fletcher, oh, he didn't get fouled. They kind of undercut him. Fletcher did not get it. Now another steal. 2-on-1 fast break. All the way in, driving laying up. Couldn't get it. They missed it again. The ball went out of bounds. The Irish had back-to-back layups and missed them both. Fletcher got undercut on the first one. Two steals. Both of them came up empty. One by Sipple, one by Fletcher. Boy, the Irish had two. Now an inbound pass. Tipped away, goes out of bounds. One off the fingertips of Phillips. Boy, the Irish had two golden opportunities there for what I call uncontested layups and missed them both. Sometimes when you're that wide open, it's hard to score. All right, Irish have the basketball in a two-point lead, 44-42. Driving layup, couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. This should be not a shooting foul. Lemron thought he was going to the line as he was going in for a shot, but the foul came on the floor. The foul is going to be called on Cale Clifford, his first personal. That, folks, is a fourth team foul. The next time the Irish get fouled, they will be at the line. 3:16 to go here in the third quarter. Irish basketball under their own basket. Oh, beautiful inbound pass. They lobbed it in there to Cole Taft, and Taft caught it, went up with the alley-oop shot and put it down, and the Irish are up by four. Full court pressure now by Sacred Heart. On the dribble across the timeline comes Heidemann. Creighton Heidemann across court pass. At the free throw line, fall away shot, up, bounces once, twice, off, no good. Rebound, Cole Taft. Taft is going to push it down. Fast break coming all the way. Taft, top of the key, goes to Lemron. Lemron, spin move around the defender. Baseline left side, back to Taft. Turning down the open look is Taft, now driving for the layup. Up and good, he got it, and he'll be fouled. Cole Taft got the lay-in and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Foul is going to be called on Jacob Novotny. On Novotny, his second personal. That, by the way, was the fifth team foul. So the Irish are going to be shooting free throws. Any more fouls from here on out? Novotny leaves the lineup. Jack Phillips checks in to replace him. Cole Taft for the and one. He's a perfect 2-for-2 tonight, 82% on the season from the line. Shot is up. Off, no good this time. Couldn't get that one to drop. 48-42. This, I believe, is the biggest lead of the night for the Irish. They're up by six, 48-42. There's a lob pass under the basket, top of the key, Zaborski. With him is Fletcher. Zaborski went in for a shot, got hammered from behind, missed the shot. A lot of contact when he went up for that one. That foul is going to be on Toby Baxter, his second personal. Well, Toby's a big man. You know, try and run over him, that's going to happen. All right, Zaborski has 10 points tonight. Here shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. He hits 52% from the free throw line. Keep in mind, in the first half, they went 9-for-9 from the line, and the Irish did not shoot a free throw. This is the first free throw they've missed. Second free throw is on the way, and it's off also. Missed two in a row. Now a battle for the rebound. Let's see. Jump ball is called. Possession error to the Irish. So with 2:26 to play in the third quarter, Sacred Heart up by six. 48-42, they will have possession of the ball and chance to maybe build on that lead. On the dribble to forecourt comes Brendan Lemron. Lemron works right side of the lane. Goes to Cole Taft with it. Taft just holds the ball, tries to work around the defender. Now a whistle and a foul as Taft tried to make a move to the basket. Think they're going to tag Xavier Zaborski for this one, and he's not happy. I'm going to wait till they post it before we say that for sure. Well, apparently not. Yeah, now they're going to put it up there. Just took the scorekeeper a little while to catch up to us. At the free throw line for the Irish is Cole Taft. Subs checking in now. Tyler Sipple is going to take a breather. See who came in to replace him here in a minute. Cole Taft at the line. Free throw is up and good. He got that one down. So Taft hits the free throw, makes it 49-42. That's the biggest lead yet for the Irish, up by seven. Fast break, down court, in traffic. Little floater up, in and out, off the basket. Rebound, Irish. Coming out of there with it is Cole Taft. Boy, he does a great job on the defensive boards. Taft in traffic, driving, laying up and good. Cole Taft took it all the way, coast to coast from one end to the other. It's a 9-point Irish lead, 51-42. Timeout taken by the Dillard-Odell Griffins with a minute 49 to play in the third period. 51-42, Irish by 9. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, at 51-42, a 9-point lead. This is the biggest lead by either team since the Irish fell behind 8-0 at the outset of the ball game. It was 8-0 to start. The Griffins enjoying their biggest lead of the game at 8-0, and now the Irish with their biggest lead, 51-42. Coming with a minute 49 to play here in the third period. We got a dandy ball game going, folks. Action packed up and down the floor. These are a couple of very, very competitive basketball teams. Full court pressure now by Sacred Heart. They've got a couple of turnovers off this full court press. Griffin's having a little bit of trouble with that pressure. They get it to Zaborski. He'll get it across the timeline. Kicks it to the left elbow, Phillips. Phillips tries to move into the basket, can't get free for a shot. Skip pass across court to the right elbow. Low post right side, the pass goes underneath. Zaborski launches the three from the corner, off no good. Rebound Irish. Coming down with the basketball, Lemron. Lemron puts it down to Fletcher. Fletcher in a hurry, Bo Fletcher feeds it back. Oh, the ball got away off of Lemron. It went out of bounds, but it's touched last by the Griffins. Irish keep the basketball. Inbounding it on the baseline is Brendan Lemron. He'll trigger it in left side under his own backboard. Lemron waiting to lob it in. Going to have to hurry now. Okay, gets it to the top of the key. Brings it up to Bo Fletcher. Fletcher holds the ball. Picked up his dribble. Into Baxter. into the corner. Here's Lemron for three. Off, no good. Up, that ball went up and hit the shot clock. And that's out of bounds, of course. That'll turn the ball back over. All right, a minute 14 left to go here in the third quarter. A 9-point Irish lead. Boy, Sacred Heart had a chance to push that lead into double digits on that possession. Several good looks. Couldn't get it to fall. Pressure being applied. Ball stolen away with the steal. Into forecourt. They feed it all the way across to Fletcher. Fletcher gets it back, has it taken away from him, and it'll stay with the Irish. J.J. Lancaster was over there with Fletcher. Coach Doug Goltz kind of resting his starters here just a little bit now. He's got Noah Howard in the ballgame, J.J. Lancaster in the ballgame, with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Now he's going to give Toby Baxter a little bit of a rest. In for Baxter comes Kyler Sipple. So he's letting his starters catch their breath here a little in the final 60 seconds of this third quarter with a 9-point lead. There's the inbound pass, comes into Kyler Sipple. Sipple goes around the defenders, gets into the corner, brings it back to the top of the key to Lemron. Brendan Lemron works one-on-one at the top of the circle, kicks it to the left side, Fletcher, back up top, Lemron. Fletcher has the ball, passed up the open three. Fletcher launches a three that's up and off, no good. That one wouldn't drop, but the ball is loose and they get it back. J.J. Lancaster comes up with a basketball and a fresh shot clock. They don't have to shoot it here. They can play for the final shot. 29 seconds on the shot clock. Lancaster, top of the key. Let's hope they're aware of that. Nope, here's a three from the corner. Doesn't go. They did not need to do that. Now the ball is going to get a whistle and a foul. They did not need to shoot the ball. They could have taken it down to nothing for the last shot of the quarter, up by nine. They put it up. Now we get a whistle and a foul call on Bo Fletcher. Fletcher just picked up his third personal. So Bo Fletcher with three. And it's 52-51-42. We're going to walk to the other end, and at the free throw line will be Cale Clifford, 6'2 junior. Has not scored tonight. He came off the bench, has played limited minutes in the ballgame. Here, shooting two. The first one is up, and it is good. He got it. Up until then, the Griffins were 0-for-2 this half from the free throw line. That cuts the lead to 51-43, an 8-point lead. Cale Clifford will try and get it cut to 7. Still 20 seconds to go. Irish could have just ran it down and played for the final shot when they were up by 9. Second shot is up and good. Clifford hits them both. Now it's a 7-point ball game, and the Irish have 15 seconds to come down court and play for one shot. 12 on the clock. Lemron, top of the key. Lemron works to the right side, gets a pick. 7 on the clock. There's a Taft for three. Got it! Cole Taft nailed the three. And here's the buzzer to end the quarter. 54-44. Irish are up by 10. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
After three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Dillard-Odell Griffins 54-44. It'll be Griffins basketball moving into the fourth and final stanza. 8 minutes left to go. Here into forecourt come the Griffins into the corner right side. That's Novotny with the ball. Novotny comes up top to Phillips. Phillips, a little floater in the paint. Can't get it to fall. Rebound, Cole Taft. Man, Cole Taft has had a big night on the defensive boards. He has pulled down a bunch of rebounds. Irish into the corner. J.J. Lancaster for three. Off, no good. And the rebound taken away by Jack Phillips. Lancaster launched the three. Couldn't get it off the rim. Phillips got the rebound. Now Phillips for three. It's off the rim. And the rebound comes down by to Kyler Sipple. Sipple, I'll let pass to Taft. Taft across the timeline. 7:17 to go in the ballgame. A 10-point Irish lead. It's been much closer than that throughout this entire ballgame. 20-18 at the end of the quarter. Tied 35. Here's a jump shot at free throw line. No, couldn't get it. Toby Baxter. They gave him an open look at the free throw line. Couldn't come up with it. In the paint. Laying off the glass. Up and good by Jake Behrens. Behrens with his first basket of the night. And the lead is back to 8 at 54-46. Timeout's going to be taken by Coach Doug Goltz and the Irish. 6:47 to go in the ballgame. Irish up by 8, 54-46. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're enjoying Sacred Heart Irish basketball on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Sacred Heart girls won the opening game of our doubleheader, 62-26. Sacred Heart boys are going to try and make a sweep of it here. A lot of basketball to play, though. 6:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Irish up by 8, 54-46. They led by as much as 10. At the end of the third quarter, Sacred Heart has the basketball as we move back to live action. Doug Gold still has some bench players on the floor. Here's Lemron for three that's off, no good. Chased down in the corner by Taft. Taft, his double team, needs help. Gets it up to Lancaster. J.J. Lancaster again goes to Lemron inside the paint. Now Taft moves to the basket. Driving, laying up. He got it and he fouled. Taft with another one of those circus shots. Cole Taft is having himself a ball game. That one was an underhanded alley-oop shot where he drew the foul on Jacob Novotny and got the ball to spin, had a little English on it, spun off the glass and went in the hole. Here's Taft's free throw. It's up, off, no good. Couldn't get it. Doing everything right, but couldn't get the free throw. Now on the fight for the rebound, a whistle. Ball just went out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Griffins. Full court pressure by the Irish. This pressure has resulted in some turnovers. That's what helped the Irish open up that 10-point lead. Into forecourt comes Zaborski. Feeds to the left side. Phillips in traffic under the basket. Shot is up and good by Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys is in double figures. He's got 10 points. 56-48. The lead is back down to 8 now for the Irish. Lancaster needs some help. Gets it up to the top of the key to Lemron. Brendan Lemron. Goes to the right side to Lancaster. Skip pass across to Lemron. Into the corner. Open look. Taft for three. No. Baxter's there. Rebound underneath. Baxter with the basketball. Kicks it back up to Lancaster. Lancaster, free throw line. Jump shot. Got it. Nice job. That was Hayden Clow. I checked that. Clow got that one, not Lancaster. Hayden Clow with the jump shot in the paint. So, 58-48. Irish are back up by 10. A whistle. Play stop. Foul's going to be called on the Irish. It'll be the basketball will belong to the Griffins under their own bucket. Let's see who they got for that one. I think Toby Baxter just picked up his third. Baxter will check out. Cooper Kanabe checks in. Top of the key up to Jake Behrens. They come with the pass. Behrens penetrates to the free throw line. Follow away shot. Behrens up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Great job on the board underneath by Creighton Heideman, the freshman. Heideman now has 8 points in the ballgame, and the lead is back to 8, 58-50. Lot of time left, 5:10 to go. This is Hayden Clow with the basketball. Clow feeds it inside, Taft. Taft tries to go up with a shot as he tripped and knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul. Let's see what they're going to tell us. Hayden Clow will inbound it on the right side. Clow to toss it in. Hayden Clow, top of the key. Comes to Limron. Fresh shot clock at 35. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Hayden Clow, right elbow. Dribbles between the rings, top of the circle. Picks up the dribble, needs help. Gives it again to Limron. 20 on the shot clock. Limron feeds it underneath. Oh, great defense underneath. As Kyler Sipple tried to go up with a shot, Heidemann was there. Blocked the shot away. Then it went out of bounds off the Irish. Great defense there by the Heidemann. I'll tell you, this Heidemann kid's going to be a force to be reckoned with. He's 6'2 and just a freshman. Coming the other direction on the attack, they go to the corner with it to Phillips. Phillips, skip pass all the way across to Borski. 58-50, Irish up by 8 here. Now Phillips moves in. Little floating shot up and off, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll put Jack Phillips at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Kyler Sipple, his first. Team foul number 2 on the Irish of the quarter. 58-50, Sacred Heart up by 8. Trying to cut into that is Phillips. The first free throw is up and good. That cuts the Irish lead down to 7. With 4:27 to go in the ballgame. We've had it dandy here tonight in Odell. Phillips' second free throw is up and good also. And the lead is down to 6. Full court pressure now. Traveling is going to be called on the far side. Full court pressure. Brendan Limron got trapped down in the corner. They called him for a travel. So now with the lead down to 6, the Griffins get the basketball back and a chance to trim it even more. With the ball is Jack Phillips. Zaborski into the corner, right side, Behrens. Back across to Phillips. His three is up and off, no good, but the rebound comes down to Heidemann. Heidemann's going to try a three from the corner. It's off, no good. Rebound, Phillips over the back of everybody. Rebound, Heidemann, follow shot, got it. And a whistle and a foul. Creighton Heidemann got the basket and drew the foul. He will be at the line for the and one. The lead is down to 4. Heidemann can trim it to 3 if he can make the and one. That foul was going to be on Cole Taft, his second personal. Heidemann's free throw is up and good. He got it. Creighton Heidemann, the freshman, making his presence felt. He's in double figures with 11. Fast break. They feed it underneath, driving, laying up and good. Fantastic job on the fast break, getting the ball down to Hayden Clow. Clow got the lay-in, puts the lead back to 5 now. It was down to 3 momentarily. Timeout taken on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I don't know how you could ask for more entertaining basketball. We were tied at 35 all at halftime. The Irish had a 10-point lead after three quarters, 54-44, only to have Dylan Dell get back within 3 moments ago at 58-55. Then the quick layup at the other end here by the Irish, by Hayden Clow, has put Sacred Heart back up by 5. 60-55, the Irish on top. We have 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the basketball game here at Odell. Full court pressure being applied by the Irish. They may have been able to force some turnovers with this pressure. Let's see how the Griffins handle it this time. They inbound the pass, get it into Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys dishes off to Jake Behrens across the timeline. Zaborski across court to Phillips. On the near side, elbow. Zaborski high, skip pass across court, baseline left side. Jake Behrens goes inside with it. Shot is up off the glass. No rebound. Irish coming down with the basketball. And now a jump ball is going to be called. Oh, it looked for all the world like Limron had the rebound. Reaching in behind him was Creighton Heidemann. Possession arrow on the jump ball stays with the Irish. Full court pressure now by the Griffins. Down court pass stolen away by Heidemann. Now a reach in foul on the Irish. Heidemann, the freshman, stepped in, got the steal, then was fouled from behind. The foul is going to be called on Hayden Clow. Clow picks up his first personal. That is team foul number 4 on the Irish. So the next foul, the Griffins will be at the line. We're down to 3:26 to play in the ball game. It's 60-55. Sacred Heart up by 5. Griffins basketball. Jack Phillips puts it inside the paint to Heidemann. Heidemann feeds the corner. Deep baseline right side. Top of the key. Ball stolen. Pass break going the other direction. Lemron driving, laying up. Got it! Lemron with a steal in the lay-in. I've got Lemron with 18 now. The lead is back to 7. 62-55 at 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 3 minutes to play. There's Heidemann giving the ball off. Stolen again with the steal is Fletcher. Fletcher's got the basketball and took a timeout. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. He was calling timeout. He was calling timeout to try and preserve the possession. That brings Doug Goltz up off the bench, not happy. They're going to call it a held ball, and the possession arrow favors the Griffins. That was a big call right there. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go. 62-55, Irish up by 7. Griffins basketball, the inbound pass, right side comes to the right elbow now. Jack Phillips. Phillips with the ball, tries to force up a shot, doesn't get it. Ball tipped around. Rebound, Cooper Kanabe takes it away from everybody. Fast break all the way down court into the corner. They come back to tap with it. Irish maybe want to think about slowing things down here a little bit. You're up by 7, although the run and gun's been working well for them. Lemron to the left elbow. Shot clock with 19. Around it goes to Bo Fletcher. Right elbow. Fletcher feeds it underneath to Kanabe in the corner. Back it comes to Lemron. Shot clock at 10. Cole Taft launches a 3. Short off the front of the rim. Ball tipped around. They get a new shot clock. Irish have the ball with the shot clock back to 35. Lemron, that's what they want to have happen here with this 7-point lead. Inside of 2 minutes to go. 1:55. Clock is running. Lemron in the corner, handles the ball. Now dribbles back up near the top of the key between the rings to Kyler Sipple. Sipple across court to Bo Fletcher. Fletcher driving in underhand. It's good. God, lay it up and good. What a move by Bo Fletcher. That's only his second bucket of the night. But you talk about an alley-oop circus move, an underhanded lay-in under the arm of the defender. He drew the foul on Creighton Heidemann. Creighton's second personal. And now at the free throw line, Bo Fletcher for the and one. It's up, it's good. Fletcher completes the 3-point play, and suddenly it's back to a 10-point lead for the Irish. 65-55 with a minute 40 to go in the ballgame. Now in a hurry are the Griffins, down by 10. 90 seconds to play in this basketball game. Heidemann feeds it to the corner. Here's a 3 from the right side that's up and off. No good. They chase it down. New shot clock. In the corner, left side with the ball. Great Day has it. They put the ball in the paint, and they got it in to Creighton Heidemann, and then a whistle and a foul, so Heidemann's going to be at the line to shoot 2 shots. We're past the 5 team fouls. The foul was on Bo Fletcher, his 4th. At the free throw line, Creighton Heidemann, he's a 44% free throw shooter on the season. This shot is up and off, no good. Tonight he has hit 3 out of 4 from the line. The clock is down to a minute 20 to play in the ballgame. 55-65, Irish up by 10. Heidemann ready for his 2nd free throw. Creighton Heidemann up, it's good. He got that one. That cuts the lead back to 9. Full court pressure being applied now by the Griffins. Sacred Heart with a 9-point advantage. A minute 20 to go, 80 seconds on the clock. Into Kanabe comes the pass. Down court, across the timeline. 3-on-1, fast break. They take it in, driving, laying up, in and out, and over to whistle and a foul. I'm not sure Doug Goltz wanted him to take the ball to the hole like that. He's trying to slow things down a little here with a 9-point lead and a minute 12 to go, but it's all going to work out, we hope. At the line is Bo Fletcher. Fletcher shooting 2 shots. Free throw is up. It's good. Fletcher got that one down. That takes a little bit of the sting out of putting the shot up and not killing some clock here. The lead is back to 10, 66-56. A minute 12 to go in the game. Don't go away. Don't leave your radio. We got a dandy going. Be sure to stay tuned for the post-game show, too. Second shot is up and short. Missed everything, actually. Went out of bounds. So, the lead is 10 with a minute 11 to go. 71 seconds to play. A 10-point lead for the Irish. Griffin's hurrying it down court across the timeline. Xavier Zaborski. Zaborski, top of the key. Heidemann in the paint. Little floater up, off, no. Rebound tipped away, went off the Irish. It'll belong to the Griffins. But the clock under a minute now. 59 seconds to go. 66-56. Irish by 10. Postgame show coming up. A rundown of all the numbers, individual scoring. Don't go away. Stay with us for that. All right, they feed the ball underneath. Loose basketball, everybody fighting after it, and I think the Irish just got tagged for another foul. They put the ball inside to Drake Day. Day is going to be at the line. The foul is going to be on Cole Taft, his third. Drake Day is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Has 8 points. This shot is up and off. Couldn't get that one. He'll get another attempt. Boy, the free throw, when we wrap up the postgame tonight, wait till you hear these free throw totals. Not even close. Wow. Great day. Second free throw attempt. It's on the way. It's up. That one's good. That puts it down to a 9-point lead. We've got 52 seconds left to play here. Full court pressure going to be applied. Coach Doug Gold's getting his ball handlers in here. Going to have Fletcher and Lemrond also in there. Siffle. All handling the ball. Inbound to Lemrond. He dribbles between the defenders. Down court. Fletcher driving. Lay it up and good. Fletcher got in behind the coverage and they threw the ball down to him. He laid it in. It's an 11-point lead with 39 seconds to go. And Fletcher with another steal. Stole the ball. Wait a minute. They're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Fletcher stole the ball away from one of the Griffins down there. Flipped it back inbounds to Kyler Siffle. But they say he was out of bounds. 36 seconds to go. Here's Cooper Kanabe back into the lineup now. Kanabe checks in for Hayden Clow. Into play defense. They lob it in from the corner. Three from the right side, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Creighton Heidemann. We're going to hear a lot out of Creighton Heidemann in the coming years here at Diller Odell. 31 seconds to go. Timeout taken on the floor. 68-59, Irish up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, if you decided not to make the trip to Odell tonight, aren't you glad you tuned in here to Sunny 101.3? This has been an entertaining basketball game. We're down to 31 seconds to play. It's not over yet. The Irish are up by 9, 68-59. The basketball is going to belong to the Griffins under their own basket. Now, wait a minute. No, it's going to belong to the Irish under the Griffin basket. Sacred Hearts, Cooper Kanabe will inbound it. He's in there with tissue stuck up his nose from a nosebleed. Kanabe inbounds the ball. Lemrond, he's double-teamed immediately. Back to Kanabe, and Kanabe is fouled immediately. A foul on Jack Phillips, his fourth personal. We will walk to the other end and put Cooper Kanabe to the line. Now, Kanabe, on the season, is a 100% free throw shooter. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think he's like 2 for 2. So he hasn't shot a whole lot from the line. Kanabe at the line. We're down to 27 seconds to go. Cooper Kanabe shooting 2 shots. The senior, 6'3". Shot is up. Got it. Hit the first one. He's got 3 points on the night. Again, we'll have a great post-game show for you tonight. Wrap this thing up. Share all the numbers. Can't wait to tell you about the free throws. It was something. Here's Kanabe's second shot. It's up and good. He got them both. And suddenly, it's an 11-point lead with just 27 seconds to go. Now, Kanabe leaves the lineup And Hayden Cloud checks in to replace him. Inbound the pass, Zaborski across court to the far side. Jake Behrens, here's a three from the corner. Up and good! Hitting the three from deep in the corner on the left side was Creighton Heideman. The freshman came to play here. We're going to have another timeout taken on the floor. With timeout on the floor, we'll step aside. 18 seconds to go. 70-62. The lead is 8 for the Irish. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you here at Odell. The clock shows 18.4 seconds to play in the basketball game. The score 70-62. The Irish up by 8. We were tied at halftime. The Irish were up by 10 after three quarters. They now lead it by 8 with 18 seconds to go. It'll be full court pressure from Diller Odell as Sacred Heart will play it in underneath the Griffin basket. Waiting to inbound it, Kanabi gets the ball into Fletcher. They will foul him immediately. Bo Fletcher, he shoots 73% from the free throw line on the season. Tonight he is 2 out of 3. Bo has 8 points. He will be, he did not score in the first half, incidentally. 8 big points here, though, in this second half. Fletcher at the line to shoot 2. Bo Fletcher, first shot is up and off the back of the rim. They'll have another attempt coming. That foul, incidentally, was on Peyton Humphreys, his second. Bo Fletcher, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. It's good. He got that one. Fletcher now with 9 points. 71-62. The lead is 9. 10 seconds. Oh, Heideman's going to be fouled on the baseline. As Heideman made a move to the basket, Lemron, it was not a deliberate thing. Lemron just got in his way. And Brendan, kind of an awkward foul there, picks up his second. Boy, I'm impressed with Creighton Heideman. This kid's had a ball game. Came off the bench here. He's played well. Two shots here coming. First one is up and good. I'll add him up in a minute, but he's up there in the area of 18 to 20 points or so coming off the bench for the freshman. He's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Comes another point. Another basket for Creighton Heideman. Up and good. Pretty smooth on the shots. The lead is down now to 7. Irish basketball. Inbound the pass. They get it into Lemron and foul him immediately. The clock has ticked down now to 8 seconds, though, and the Irish are still up by 7. That's a 3-possession lead any way you slice it with only 8 seconds left. And we're going to send to the line Brendan Lemron. He has not shot a free throw yet tonight. Brendan has 18 points unofficially. First free throw is up and good. This one would give him a nice round number of 20 if he can drop this one in. Brendan Lemron, shot on the way up, and good. Got a move. 8 seconds to play, a 9-point lead. Down court in a hurry. The Irish just don't want to foul here. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Fight for the rebound, another long three that doesn't go. And there's your ball game. Your final score, the Sacred Heart Irish 73, and the Diller Odell Griffins 64. 73-64, your final in a hard-fought contest tonight here in Odell. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Give us a chance to add up all the numbers. We'll be back with the post-game show. That'll be coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening Event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening Event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
Tap, tap, tap. No, that's not tap dancing. That's the sound of F&M Bank's tap and pay cards making checkout a breeze. Plus, every tap with a special design card sends support straight into our local schools. With over $50,000 already given back, your next purchase could be the start of something powerful. Stop by F&M Bank and check out their special card designs. Tap to pay, tap to give, tap into something bigger. Only at F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Does a new year mean a new you? Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Home Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. The first class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to the 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HelloMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Dillard Odell High School. Our final score tonight in the boys' contest, the Sacred Heart Irish get the win over the Dillard Odell Griffins. 73-64 is your final. Let's break down the numbers now. Our post-game scoring recap brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. All right, let's look at the numbers. First of all, for the Dillard Odell Griffins, they had three players tonight in double figures. Off the bench, the freshman Creighton Heideman came in and led all scorers for Dillard Odell. He finished the game with 19 points. Also in double figures, Xavier Zaborski had 10. Peyton Humphreys had 10 in the ball game. 8 points tonight for Jack Phillips. 9 for Drake Day coming in, again, off the bench. And then 2 points each for Jake Behrens, Logan Penner, Cale Clifford, and Jacob Novotny. That adds up to 64 points for the Dillard Odell Griffins. A big night at the free throw line. The Griffins, after going 9 out of 9 in the first half, and Sacred Heart didn't even shoot a first half free throw, they finished 18 out of 22, and that's what really kept them in the ballgame was their free throw shooting, 18 of 22 for the Griffins. Now, the numbers for the Sacred Heart Irish. Leading the way, Cole Taft. He had a career night tonight. 30 points in the basketball game for Cole Taft. He had 5 3-pointers in the ball game and finished up with 30. 20 points for Brendan Lemrod. 10 points for Hayden Clow. So zeros seem to be a nice thing here. Bo Fletcher did not score in the first half. He came on strong in the second half, finished with 9. And Cooper Kanabe chipped in 4 for Sacred Heart's total of 73. We mentioned the Irish did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Second half, they went 10 out of 14. So for the game total, the Irish 10 of 14, Dillard Odell 18 out of 22. 73-64. The Irish get the win tonight here on the road. With the win, that improves their record to 500 now. They are 4-4 on the season. The loss drops the Dillard Odell Griffins to 6-5 going into next week's Mudecas tournament. Say something before I wrap it up I want to mention. We had a lot of fun 40 years ago with the Johnson Brock girls basketball team when they won the Nebraska State Championship. I happened to be calling the games those days back on KAUB-FM, 105.5 FM in Auburn. It's been 40 years since the Johnson Brock girls won their state championship. Tomorrow afternoon, the young ladies are all getting together at the Johnson Brock's game with Weeping Water. And between the girls and boys contest, they're going to be honored out on the floor There's even rumors there might be a free throw shooting contest underway with the girls from 40 years ago, the Johnson Brock Eagles. I'm going to be there. Coach Ed Rostowski, I understand, is coming back after 40 years. And I just wanted to mention that tonight because that's going to be a great time tomorrow afternoon at Johnson. 73-64, our final here. We want to remind you one more time to join us for live coverage of the Mudecas basketball tournament. Keep an eye on my Facebook page. We'll be posting the games we'll be carrying and which station they'll be on. At times, we may be on both stations simultaneously, but we'll have a lot of basketball coming up for you next week from Beatrice. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the boys' contest. It's the Sacred Heart Irish 73 and the Diller O'Dell Griffins 64. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.